flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whenever I am out in community doing anything, there are a dedicated group of folks who show up. Whether it is autism awareness or something for business owners or a community event for senior citizens, it does not matter what the cause. These folks find out where I'm going to be and they show up and they absolutely support me. And I can't tell you how grateful I am for these folks. You know, just knowing that they'll be there and they'll say, Shaletta, how can we help? What do you need me to do? Do you need me to pack some boxes? You need me to watch the kids? And it's just so refreshing to have community helpers. And that's what I call this next guest, because she is one of my most loyal and fiercest community helpers. Last year, for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, she was there. She stayed until the end. She was greeting guests and, you know, hugging me and telling me what a good job I did. And that meant so much to have her support. So since she supports me, I've got to support her, because award-winning author, illustrator, songwriter, actor, and producer M. Ann Pritchard has a new book out, and she is joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to tell us all about it. M. Ann, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be on the Shaletta Show.
You know what? We have been trying to do this since forever, so I am so glad that the stars finally aligned and your busy schedule lined up with my busy schedule, and you can be on the program today. Now, you got to tell me all about The Spirit of 16. That is your new book, which you so kindly and graciously sent me a copy of that I absolutely enjoyed.
Oh, I'm so happy that you enjoyed it. The Spirit of 16 is based on a true story. This is a story of love, hate, ruthless betrayal, fear, faith, forgiveness, and courage. A young woman, Gloria Ann Freely, has a difficult time trusting anyone and making her own decisions. She wants to learn how to overcome her fears. After going through many trials and tribulations in her life, Gloria Ann finds strength in faith and forgiveness. Things can happen to anyone, anywhere, and at any time in our life, but with faith in God, you can get through anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, a lot of times, and when people are putting books together or they're writing music or they're doing any number of things, the industry, and you know this as well as I do, they don't want to talk about God. They don't want to talk about faith. But that is front and center in your new book, The Spirit of 16. Did you have any pushback from your publishers when you decided that this was the route you were going to take?
Well, believe it or not, some people even looked at the cover and they said, well, what is this? You know, I don't understand. Oh, I don't know if this would go well. I don't know, you know, in God, you know, everybody doesn't believe in God. And I said, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for our God above.
Yeah, I just like the testimony and your strength and witness. And a lot of times people will take that out, or they will write around it, or they will talk in coded language. But you made it so plain and so perfectly clear where strength comes from, how you're going to forgive. And people are wondering why. Well, you know, I just can't forgive them, or I just can't move on. It's because you're trying to do it all by yourself. But one of the things this book reminded me of, that I can do anything as long as I got some help from above, because I can't do nothing by myself.
So true. So true.
Now, what kind of feedback are you getting from people who have read the book?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I was so heartfelt, touched with all the positivity, and a lot of them, they'd say, well, you just put me on a roller coaster emotional.
Yeah, it was.
Time,
it was.
Because I felt so much. I cried some. I laughed some. I was just cheering on. Oh, that was the greatest roller coaster book that I've ever read. It just warmed my heart, and they talked about how it really inspired them, and it helped encourage them to gain strength.
And, you know,
be themselves, you know.
Yeah. I was talking to Joe Schmidt last hour. He's got a new children's book coming out as well. And he talked about all the hard work it takes to write a book. And for some folks who are listening, writing a book in 2024 is on their list of resolutions. They've got a book in them. They've been wanting to write a book. They've been putting it off and putting it off. Now they're listening to you. They're listening to Joe. They're thinking, maybe this is the year that I finally write this book. Maybe this is the year that I finally put the pen on the paper and start crafting these stories and these characters. What advice would you give somebody?
I would say, no matter what anybody says to them, if you have a dream, you go for it. Don't ever give up, and it's never too late. If you have that story inside you and you feel the world needs to hear it, please get it out, because everyone has a story. And everyone has a different story. Everyone has a story that we all can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever forget that. We can all be a glory in freely, like in my book. There's a lot of us out here that can relate, and it can help us.
Now, tell me where people can get a copy of this book, because you were so kind to send me mine. I didn't have to run out to Red Balloon or Moon Palace or Gully Wobble. I just went to the mailbox and got mine. But for folks who are out there, they're looking for something new to read. It's cold. Ain't nobody trying to go outside and it's cold. We need us a good new book to keep us warm and to keep us laughing and to make us think.
Amazon.com, the Minnesota Black Authors Expo.com, Strive Bookstore, and my website, mapcreations.com, or anywhere where books are sold. And if they don't have my book, please request that they special order it for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Glad you did.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing this journey with us. I know writing a book is not an easy process, to keep these characters engaged and entertaining for the readers is a whole different ballgame. And then you talk about storylines and how do you start it? How do you make it interesting all the way through? And how do you close that out? So I know you drained. I know you was tired, because that is a labor of love.
Yes, and I have to share this. Once I finally had released it, I cried like a baby in my daughter's arms. I said, praise God, it's done. It was hard. It was very emotionally hard to get through, but I did it.
Well, you know, I just want to back up a minute, because there's some folks out here who are saying, well, you know what? I'm 60. So if I haven't done it now, I'm not going to worry about doing it. Well, you know what? I'm 70. And I had an idea for writing a children's book when I was younger, but I didn't do it, and it's too late. You know, I just believe, Miss Ann, that it is never too late to go after your dream. Talk to me about that, because you could have just not done this. I mean, we ain't no spring chickens. We ain't got to tell how old we are if you don't want to, but we ain't no spring chickens. And writing a book is a lot of work. And you took the time to do that even in your latter years because you had a dream.
Oh, yes. And when I wrote my first book, Feel the Pill and Friends, Making Positive Choices, I was a 50-year-old grandma. And in my second book, I was older than that, Val's World, featuring a family unity roundtable. Now my third book, and still not my last, though, The Spirit of 16.
Mm-hmm.
I'm well over 65, and as my birthday comes up pretty soon, I'm going to be a 69-year-old grandma.
With a new book.
I'm getting old, Shaletta.
With a new book, but you are young at heart, and you are keeping busy, and you are realizing your dreams. And I just want anybody out there, whether you are 69, 59, 29, or 109, if you got a dream, whether that is to make a short film or write a book, you know, go out and do that. Don't let age stop you. Look at M. Ann Pritchard. Getting ready to be a 69-year-old grandma writing roller coaster books that got me happy and laughing and peeing on myself and crying. I almost got dehydrated trying to read this book because it was just, you know, I know it took you a lot to write it because it took me a lot to read it. But I just felt like I wanted to have you on the show, not just to say congratulations on this book because that is a labor of love, but also as an example and a role model for those of us who think, you know what? My time is past. I'm going to let the young people do it. I had a chance and I didn't take advantage of it. So I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to retire and I'm not going to worry about it. But you went out there and you realized your dream, girl.
Oh, yes. And if I can say it real quick, I wrote this book for anyone over the age of 14 who likes to read books that are based on a true story and wants to read a book that keeps them engaged through the end. Also, anyone that has gone through domestic violence or in toxic relationships or anyone has gone through any kind of trauma or know someone who has, and this is especially for the trauma centers, the counselors, the high schools, colleges, battered women's shelters, mental health centers, book clubs. This book can be used as a tool to help you get through your trauma.
Well, I thank you so much for telling this story, for getting it out there, for showing us what perseverance looks like. M. Ann Pritchard, get her book, The Spirit of 16. You can find it on Amazon or wherever books are sold. I always like to shout out our local bookstores so that if you are buying books, whether it is the new Joe Mauer book or it is The Spirit of 16, Red Balloon Books in St. Paul. If you don't want to get out, call them. Go online. They'll send it to you. You can call them on the phone if you don't have a computer. Moon Palace Books, Gully Wobbles. Those are all our bookstores here in the Twin Cities. Kowalski's has a book section. They can also order it for you. So I just want to make sure as we support M. Ann Pritchard, a local Twin Cities author, that we also support our local Twin Cities bookstores. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whenever I am out in community doing anything, there are a dedicated group of folks who show up. Whether it is autism awareness or something for business owners or a community event for senior citizens, it does not matter what the cause. These folks find out what I'm going to be and they show up and they absolutely support me. And I can't tell you how grateful I am for these folks. You know, just knowing that they'll be there and they'll say, Shaletta, how can we help? What do you need me to do? You need me to pack some boxes? You need me to watch the kids? And it's just so refreshing to have community helpers. And that's what I call this next guest, because she is one of my most loyal and fiercest community helpers. Last year for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, she was there. She stayed until the end. She was greeting guests and, you know, hugging me and telling me what a good job I did. And that meant so much to have her support. So since she supports me, I've got to support her, because award-winning author, illustrator, songwriter, actor, and producer M. Ann Pritchard has a new book out, and she is joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to tell us all about it. M. Ann, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be on the Stiletter Show.
You know what? We have been trying to do this since forever. So I am so glad that the stars finally aligned and your busy schedule lined up with my busy schedule, and you can be on the program today. Now, you got to tell me all about The Spirit of 16. That is your new book, which you so kindly and graciously sent me a copy of that I absolutely enjoyed.
Oh, I'm so happy that you enjoyed it. The Spirit of 16 is based on a true story. This is a story of love, hate, ruthless betrayal, fear, faith, forgiveness, and courage. A young woman, Gloria Ann Freely, has a difficult time trusting anyone and making her own decisions. She wants to learn how to overcome her fears. After going through many trials and tribulations in her life, Gloria Ann finds strength in faith and forgiveness. Things can happen to anyone, anywhere, and at any time in our life, but with faith in God, you can get through anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, a lot of times, and when people are putting books together, or they're writing music, or they're doing any number of things, you know, the industry, and you know this as well as I do, they don't want to talk about God. They don't want to talk about faith. But that is front and center in your new book, The Spirit of 16. Did you have any pushback from your publishers when you decided that this was the route you were going to take?
Well, believe it or not, some people even looked at the cover and they said, well, what is this? You know, I don't understand. Oh, I don't know if this would go well. I don't know, you know, in God, you know, everybody doesn't believe in God. And I said, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for our God above.
Yeah. And yeah, I just like the testimony and your strength and witness. And a lot of times people will take that out, or they will write around it, or they will talk in coded language. But you made it so plain and so perfectly clear where strength comes from, how you're going to forgive. And people are wondering why, well, you know, I just can't forgive them, or I just can't move on. It's because you're trying to do it all by yourself. But one of the things this book reminded me of, that I can do anything as long as I got some help from above, because I can't do nothing by myself.
So true. So true.
Now, what kind of feedback are you getting from people who have read the book?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I was so heartfelt touched with all the positivity. And a lot of them, they'd say, well, you just put me on a roller coaster emotional
time.
Because I felt so much. I cried some. I laughed some. I was just cheering on. Oh, that was the greatest roller coaster book that I've ever read. It just warmed my heart, and they talked about how it really inspired them, and it helped encourage them to gain strength.
And, you know,
the courage to be themselves, you know.
Yeah. I was talking to Joe Schmidt last hour. He's got a new children's book coming out as well. And he talked about all the hard work it takes to write a book. And for some folks who are listening, writing a book in 2024 is on their list of resolutions. They've got a book in them. They've been wanting to write a book. They've been putting it off and putting it off. Now they're listening to you. They're listening to Joe. They're thinking, maybe this is the year that I finally write this book. Maybe this is the year that I finally put the pen on the paper and start crafting these stories and these characters. What advice would you give somebody?
I would say, no matter what anybody says to them, if you have a dream, you go for it. Don't ever give up, and it's never too late. If you have that story inside you and you feel the world needs to hear it, please get it out, because everyone has a story, and everyone has a different story. Everyone has a story that we all can relate to. Mm-hmm. Don't ever forget that. We can all be a glory in freely, like in my book. There's a lot of us out here that can relate, and it can help us.
Now, tell me where people can get a copy of this book, because you were so kind to send me mine. I didn't have to run out to Red Balloon or Moon Palace or Gully Wobble. I just went to the mailbox and got mine. But for folks who are out there, they're looking for something new to read. It's cold. Ain't nobody trying to go outside and it's cold. We need us a good new book to keep us warm and to keep us laughing and to make us think.
Amazon.com, the Minnesota Black Authors Expo.com, Strive Bookstore, and my website, mapcreations.com, or anywhere where books are sold. And if they don't have my book, please request that they special order it for you.
Yeah.
Glad you did.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing this journey with us. I know writing a book is not an easy process to keep these characters engaged and entertaining for the readers is a whole different ballgame. And then you talk about storylines and how do you start it? How do you make it interesting all the way through? And how do you close that out? So I know you drained. I know you was tired, because that is a labor of love.
Yes, and I have to share this. Once I finally had released it, I cried like a baby in my daughter's arms. I said, praise God, it's done. It was hard. It was very emotionally hard to get through, but I did it.
Well, you know, I just want to back up a minute, because there are some folks out here who are saying, well, you know what? I'm 60. So if I haven't done it now, I'm not going to worry about doing it. Well, you know what? I'm 70. And I had an idea for writing a children's book when I was younger, but I didn't do it. And it's too late. You know, I just believe, Miss Ann, that it is never too late to go after your dream. Talk to me about that, because you could have just not done this. I mean, we ain't no spring chickens. We ain't got to tell how old we are if you don't want to, but we ain't no spring chickens. And writing a book is a lot of work. And you took the time to do that even in your latter years because you had a dream.
Oh, yes. And when I wrote my first book, Feel the Pill and Friends, Making Positive Choices, I was a 50-year-old grandma. And in my second book, I was older than that, Val's World, featuring a family unity roundtable. And now my third book, and still not my last, though, The Spirit of 16.
Mm-hmm.
I'm well over 65, and as my birthday comes up pretty soon, I'm going to be a 69-year-old grandma.
With a new book.
I'm getting old, Shaletta.
With a new book, but you are young at heart and you are keeping busy and you are realizing your dreams. And I just want anybody out there, whether you are 69, 59, 29, or 109, if you got a dream, whether that is to make a short film or write a book, you know, go out and do that. Don't let age stop you. Look at M. Ann Pritchard. Getting ready to be a 69-year-old grandma writing roller coaster books that got me happy and laughing and peeing on myself and crying. I almost got dehydrated trying to read this book, because it was just, you know, I know it took you a lot to write it, because it took me a lot to read it. But I just felt like I wanted to have you on the show, not just to say congratulations on this book, because that is a labor of love, but also as an example and a role model for those of us who think, you know what? My time is past. I'm going to let the young people do it. I had a chance and I didn't take advantage of it. So I'm just going to retire and I'm not going to worry about it. But you went out there and you realized your dream, girl.
Oh, yes. And if I can say it real quick, I wrote this book for that anyone over the age of 14 who likes to read books that are based on a true story and wants to read a book that keeps them engaged through the end. Also, anyone that has gone through domestic violence or in toxic relationships, or anyone has gone through any kind of trauma or know someone who has. And this is especially for the trauma centers, the counselors, the high schools, colleges, battered women's shelters, mental health centers, book clubs. This book can be used as a tool to help you get through your trauma.
Well, I thank you so much for telling this story, for getting it out there, for showing us what perseverance looks like. M. Ann Preacher, get her book, The Spirit of 16. You can find it on Amazon or wherever books are sold. I always like to shout out our local bookstores so that if you are buying books, whether it is the new Joe Mauer book or it is The Spirit of 16, Red Balloon Books in St. Paul. If you don't want to get out, call them. Go online. They'll send it to you. You can call them on the phone if you don't have a computer. Moon Palace Books, Gully Wobbles. Those are all our bookstores here in the Twin Cities. Kowalski's has a book section. They can also order for you. So I just want to make sure as we support M. Ann Preacherd, a local Twin Cities author, that we also support our local Twin Cities bookstores. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.